when I'm driving my little car, I frequently have, probably like you, have people drift into my lane and drift back out and drive very inconsistently, going really fast and then slowing down. And most of the time when I get up there, I try to be nice. And I can see that they're talking, but they don't have a phone up here. And so I assume they're on Bluetooth, they're talking on the phone. And I just realized, I just read, what that inability to focus on driving while talking on the phone is called. It's called attention blindness. So it doesn't matter if your phone is hands-free, because it still is engaging your attention, and your attention cannot focus on what you're doing. Now, when I get up next to those people, that's not usually what I call it, but it is that inability to focus on something important because you're allowing your attention to be diluted in other things. When we do that kind of thing, driving a car, we put others and ourselves in danger. We could lose a life, we could take a life, all because we're trying to do too many things at once. And we're valuing that sort of multitasking over attention. Now, Jesus didn't talk about Bluetooth and cell phones, but he did emphasize to us, I am the vine. And he goes on to tell us that to find closeness with God and to find peace in our own hearts, we have to focus our attention on God and stay connected to that vine. This scripture tells us of the primacy of connection to God and to other people. Christian faith is often described as being communal and relational. It is not individual and competitive. But in our culture, we value the idea of the self-reliant individual, of individual rights. So strong emphasis on the community doesn't come very naturally to us in this time and culture. And yet, if we go back to the metaphor of the vine, we learn that the best grapes are the ones produced closest to the central vine, where the nutrients are most concentrated. So we can do our best work and find our deepest peace when we remain close to Jesus, close to God, connected closely to the vine. Last week, I spoke on humility as one of the characteristics we need in order to learn to love one another and to love God. Beyond humility, another one of those attributes is attention or intention. It is letting go of the need to see and participate in everything so that we can become more closely connected to God. We hear about this many places in Scripture in varying forms. In the Beatitudes, Jesus tells us, "Blessed are the pure of heart." Our collect that we say, collect for purity, each time we open the Eucharist, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Now, using the word heart confuses us in our modern culture because in our time, we associate the heart with emotions. When we hear that we are to give our hearts to God, we hear, get out of your mind and into your emotions. But that is not only inaccurate, it is exactly opposite of what is intended in Scripture when it speaks of the heart. In all of the great wisdom traditions of the West, as one author says, the heart is first and foremost an organ of spiritual perception. Its primary function is to look beyond the obvious, the boundaried surface of things and see into a deeper reality, emerging from some unknown profundity, which plays lightly upon the surface of this life without being caught here. So when we use the heart, we see something that is very real, but is not visible to the physical eye. It is not as obvious. But we are to use that trust in our hearts to see God and to see that beyond. The word faith is similarly misunderstood by our minds that seem to go in a linear fashion. As this same author says, what the word faith really designates is not a leaping into the dark, but a subtle seeing in the dark, a kind of spiritual night vision that allows one to see with inner certainty that the golden thread glimpsed from within actually does lead somewhere. When we act in faith, we don't just jump out there and hope that we are caught. We know that there is something beyond this life that will catch us, and so we move with confidence and peace into it. This awakening of the heart, of the intent, of the attention, requires effort. We can't pay attention to everything and expect the connection with God to thrive. It requires making our minds constantly more sensitive, energized, focused. That is the least favorite word in our culture, focused. Why do we struggle so much with this need for and the ability to find connection? Because it does require attention. And everything else in our world encourages us to fragment our attention. We are supposed to answer every call, every text, immediately. We are supposed to, or we think we are supposed to, comment on every opinion, important or otherwise. We are called, we think, to push back against every point of view which doesn't suit us. But we cannot stay fully connected to the vine, to God, and let our attention wander to every shiny thing that goes past us. We also struggle with attention because it is not a task. It is a discipline. We love tasks. We know when they're done. And we can look at our checked off list and say, that's what my day was spent doing. But disciplines take time and focus. And those attributes don't come easily in this world. I read a magazine called First Things, which is very dense and very thought-provoking. And one article in it said this: we live in a time preoccupied with solving problems, with doing, so much that we don't allow ourselves time to think. And they go on to say, to think is not the same as to explain. In other words, we are to think deeply, with focus, with our intention, with our attention, to find out what God wants of us and what we are to do in response to that. We are to give the values of our time and the mistakes of our time attention, using our skills in deep thinking, imagining, empathizing, and loving instead of demanding a constant to-do list. We have to use our hearts, our spiritual perception, to look beyond the boundaries of the finite and material and mortal to the freedom of the infinite, the spiritual, the eternal. Then, using that close connection to the vine, we find ways to practically and daily engage in the hidden power of God. One theologian says of this passage, recovering that sense of shalom, of inner peace, addresses the deep yearnings of our lives. Shalom enters into all the cuts and hurts we endure from day to day. It even enables us to speak of healing where there is no hope for a cure. Jesus points us to the way to find that shalom. He speaks of the vine and the branches, urging us to stay close to God in Jesus, urging us to admit that we cannot find peace and community through our own devices. The closer connection to God, though, it doesn't just happen to the fortunate few, the chosen few. It comes to those who choose to give it their attention. If we allow our attention to be on everything at once, then we will never find that shalom of unity with God. Neglecting to give the heart the spiritual perception and attention to time with God keeps us from finding, as our Eucharistic prayer says, unity, constancy, and peace. But at least, unlike attention blindness and driving, it doesn't put us in danger of losing a life. Or does it?